monster under my bed. Come out and play, cause I need a friend. You're so damn close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left. Feel you in my bus. Shiver on my spine, you're a master of disguise. You show up when no one's home. Are you really just a lie? I can feel you in my mind and my soul. But I love when you jump in and help me feel something. My blankets are the door, my bed is the coffin. And just as it closes and I go to lock it, I sing that lullaby you taught me. Monster, monster under my bed. Come out and play, cause I need a friend. You're so damn close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left. Show me where to go. I guess I'm always lost now that everyone is gone. You're the one who gives me hope. Told to be afraid, but around you I feel safe. And you know that I love when you jump in. You help me feel something. My eyelids are the door, my mind is the coffin. And just as they're closing, you come from the closet and sing that lullaby you taught me. Monster, monster. Just save me someone, I'm crazy, or maybe something is saying. My days are numbered like babies, I stay in slumber. Let's face it, I spend my summers in basements. I fucking love when you hate me. I never want you to take me from my monster, monster. Someone call a doctor, I'm fucking up a rocker. Don't offer to talk when you're not gonna stop copping these options to feed me. I'm probably not gonna eat these, but if their problems within me are just a monster you're seeing, I'm singing. Monster, monster under my bed. Come out and play, cause I need a friend. So damn close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left. Monster, monster under my bed. Come out and play, cause I need a friend. You're so damn close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left.
RAWF Graveyard Smash, the 10th annual RAWF Graveyard Smash, and live from the AO Arena here in Dublin, Ireland. Let me bring on my co-host, the legend himself.
Give what?
I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what
welcome El Vacant to the program. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
I am better than I have ever been, at least on this particular night. It has been a long time since I've been this in control of myself at Graveyard Smash, and I am quite happy about it. So, you, sir, how are you feeling? How is the taco truck? Were you able to bring any business over from the States, or did you have to just sit this one?
No. Unfortunately, the way the regulations are, I couldn't bring any of the food trucks. I did work with the stadium, and two of the nephews have taken over one of the concession stands and are doing their best to make whatever they can make with what we can find here in Ireland. I think everything's going to be, not quite as spicy as one might expect from Mexican food, but, they're going to give it the old college try. Not that either of them ever went to college, but it doesn't matter.
Indeed, it is going to be a splendid evening here in Dublin, our annual Halloween pay-per-view live from the AO Arena. So let's get to some business here. We will talk now about the lineup for Graveyard Smash. It is star-studded. It is incredible. It is going to be a fun night. Let's start with some of the undercard rankings matches that we have. First of all, this one is already turning out to be very entertaining. The Paragon of Greatness taking on Hobo Ezekiel. And you may have noticed what Hobo Ezekiel wore to the ring and is starting the match with. Did you happen to see that?
Oh, I saw it. That was something special. You know what the worst part is? Paragon has no one to blame but you on that one. Like, that's all you. You know you inspired that.
I wouldn't know. I don't see how that's possible. Hobo is his own man. He could decide his own decisions. Maybe he just likes celebrating Christmas early.
True. Maybe he's just like every box store in the United States where, it's Halloween. Let's put the Christmas stuff out.
But anyway, this one looking to be quite an interesting match. We'll have to keep our eyes on that one. Two Hall of Famers going at it, Vex versus Money Sue. Those are both high-ranking people and could very well affect the final rankings of the period once we get those done. In other matches, Denzel the Giant, the returning Denzel the Giant, after a brief injury who had to forced him to vacate two championships, will return tonight against Uber Vegan TPO. Denzel, it is always tough when you lose titles due to injury, El Vacant. So Denzel, quite motivated, I think, even though this match won't mean much for him as far as title shots. Still, he wants to prove that he is still the champion he was before he got injured.
Yeah, this one's about pride.
Denzel taking on the former FUBAR City champion, Uber Vegan TPO. Aaron McFadden laying out the open challenge. Chris Cage answered it. It's not the best situations for Aaron McFadden, but at the same time, he's got a lot to prove himself after all the talk he's had over the last few weeks. I've been trying to pump him up, try to get under them. A win over Chris Cage would be truly significant, I think, in the greater scheme of things if he could manage to pull it off.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the odds are very much in Chris's favor, and I think if he can pull off a win over Christopher Cage, that will be a pretty good notch in his career.
Two of our AWS fine ladies will go at it in the streets of Dublin, FUBAR City Street Fight. It will be Revenge Gibson and Miss Beauty Fatale. Revenge Gibson joining us out in the chat. Hello, Revenge. She is taking on Miss Beauty Fatale. Two very tough ladies, evenly matched, I think, when there are no rules. Who do you like when it comes to Revenge Gibson and Miss Beauty Vitale.
I agree with you that they are very well matched. They are both very talented. They both have this tendency to sort of fly under the radar until they punch you in the face. And I think that's, and I think that'll be interesting because I think when they're both similar in style that way, I don't think they will underestimate each other. So I wonder if that will affect their game plans. The fact that there are no rules, honestly, I think probably leans in Revy's favor.
I would have to agree. Revy is one of the toughest ladies I've ever faced in my career, to be sure. She certainly has the gas tank for such a match. Does Miss Beauty Vitale have what it takes? Well, we will find out tonight at Graveyard Smash. Three stages of hell. It will be Hot Shot Chaz or Too Hot Chaz Preston, whichever you'd like to go with, against the Crow/Joker/Cactus Josh Mark Caliber, who apparently will show up as all three entities in this match, one in each of the three matches of the three stages of hell. You have the Pandora Box of Fun match, which Mark has been a huge part of all of them. As a matter of fact, he is the only one to compete in a Pandora's Box of Fun much more than once. There is the FUBAR City Street Fight and then a Cemetery Brawl. So I say Mark Caliber has the advantage in the Pandora Box of Fun match, but Chaz, the slight advantage in the other two. Your thoughts?
Yes. So when anyone ever challenges you to their signature match for the record, the answer should be no. Pardon me. But that being said, so yes, I agree with you. In the type of match that's going on here, I think Mark 100% has the advantage. But I think that gets slightly evened out by the fact that I think Chaz is a consistent talent in the ring. He just has to get over his fear of the pay-per-view spotlight, right? Because he gets in the pay-per-view spotlight and he often falls apart. So if he can get over that, I think the match is his. If he can't, I think obviously Mark wins.
It will be very interesting to see who walks out of hell intact and who doesn't. Next up is the match between myself and Maeve O'Hare, one that she has demanded. Apparently she believes I am not Lord, I am, that there's something wrong with me and she needs to save me or save whoever from whatever I supposedly have become. And again, I've asked you, Elwaken, one last time, do you see anything different with me? Is there something I'm missing?
Oh, your part's a little different today.
Exactly. That is the only thing different about me. But I will have to show her the error of her ways tonight at Graveyard Smash, unfortunately. Also, we now get into the title matches. We have the Hatfield and McCoy Championship, Sadat defending against DW in his very first major pay-per-view match. Sadat appears to be, he is going to be a player here in IWF. He can prove it tonight with a victory over DW. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. If he can manage this win over over DW, I think he cements himself as a real player here in the RAWF. I'm not betting on him, though. I'll be honest, I'm not. I think this is DW's match.
Well, we find out. It could be DW's night overall. If she was able to pull out three victories, she could walk away with three RAWF championships tonight. Vex, will defend the Champions Choice Championship against Mystic Maniac, getting his very first opportunity, RAWF Gold. To be honest with you, I think we both know he is not top-tier talent here in RAWF. And even if he were to somehow miraculously beat Vex for this Champions Choice Championship, I don't see him being it elevating him in too much of a way, other than the fact he was on in a major title match against a major star once in his entire career. Your thoughts?
I don't see this going well for him. Hey, look, I'll say this. If he manages to win this match somehow, I think that would explode his career. But I mean that as a double-edged sword, because it'll explode him into the spotlight because he'll have beaten a former world champion, right, in a match that he shouldn't win. And that'll put him in a major spotlight. And it will also explode his career because that spotlight will point out every little flaw in his game. And I think he's going to get crushed if that happens. I think he's actually better off losing tonight.
Some people are better off not heard from. That might be one of those people. We will find out. Powerball Championship Davila defending against Simply the Best. Simply the Best over the last year is one of the top talents in RAWF, former world champion, former men's champion, several other titles under his belt. But Davila is, of course, also an RAWF Hall of Famer, multi-time estrogen champion in her own right. Who do you see walking out with that Powerball title tonight?
I suspect it's going to be Anstill.
Predicting Davila to retain, I will agree with that.
Now, as I said last night, I think it's going to be a close match. I think it's going to be a really good match. But I do think Davila is going to win.
Starlight will defend the Multimedia Championship against Cassie Joe, two fine ladies, two of RAWF's toughest and roughest. But Starlight, along with the Necessary Evil, seem to have the momentum going for them, her very much included. Does Cassie Joe stand a chance against Starlight tonight?
Does she stand a chance? Yes, it will not be a blowout in any way, shape, or form. It'll be a good match. It'll be a fun match. It'll be a fun match. But I do think that all the momentum is in Starlight's corner, and I think that's going to carry her through.
Well, you see, I have to agree with you on that. Although Cassie Joe has surprised us in the past, if she is indeed in better form, in fine form, she could very well be the next Multimedia Champion. We find out tonight. And, one second. Hate it when windows close for no apparent reason. There we go. All right. DW defends the Triple Crown Championship against Claymore and the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. I believe we both have discussed this on multiple occasions. We both are in agreement that Cougs is the favorite to become the new Triple Crown Champion. Do you still feel this way?
Yes, I do. I don't know if you do. I do.
Although some statements she made last night were confusing, I still believe she is very motivated to win this title tonight. Claymore.
I'm not sure what that was all about, but she also talked about eating her husband. So I'm just gonna check out of that conversation.
That is a conversation for a different show, indeed. FUBAR City Championship. Eva defends against Papa Shaker. Papa Shaker right now looking very good, better than I might have seen him in his RAWF career. However, he's going up against a very mysterious and very dangerous woman in Eva, the El Vitor Exploratio. Your thoughts?
You know I like Eva, and you know I tend to pick her. And I kind of want to pick her here, but I have to say, looking at how this month has been going, you can't deny that Shaker is on a hell of a roll. Like, he's got a lot of momentum coming into this match. I think he's a genuine threat.
Well, he may be a threat, but I do not believe he will dethrone the beautiful Eva of a Fubar City Championship tonight. Midnight Hobo title. It will be Blake Effin Bradley defending against Knox Boogie. Knox Boogie has a bit of a resurgence as of late. Can he pull the Midnight Hobo title away from TNE and Blake Effin Bradley?
Like I said last night, I think Blake is showing that he's underestimating Knox in the extreme. I think he's going into this match cocky and perhaps even belligerent. I think that's going to cost him. I think he's going to get pinned.
We find out tonight. We shall see if Knox Boogie can once again grab gold in his illustrious, add to his accolades here in RAWF. Maeve O'Hare will defend the Estrogen Championship against DW. Now, we know what happened last month at Cataclysm. Maeve successfully defended against DW, but, and I hate to say this, but it may be quite possibly Maeve a bit distracted with me right now. Does that let her guard down against DW tonight?
I think her concentration is more on you, yes. But that title means a lot to her. I think she will, and I think she's in the past, she has shown she has the ability. I think she will focus on that match inside that match. And I don't think she will allow her current concerns with you to interfere in that match. She is a professional, and I think she has that ability. But that being said, I believe that match is after her match with you. So, I mean, I think also what comes into play is, you know, how badly do you beat her up? Is she going to go into that match at 100%?
Indeed. It is fair to say that I think I may have something to do with that outcome. We will find out. Simply the Best defends the men's championship against Fire Chief Bill. Bill, as no pun intended, has been on fire. Does he stand a chance against STB?
Does he stand a chance? Yes. I think, you know, and I don't even mean the whole any given Sunday chance. I mean, I think he's good and he's got momentum and he could win that match. He's very good in the ring. I think he is physically stronger than Simply the Best, but I think Simply the Best is a much better back technician. And in my opinion, I believe that will win out.
I have faith in my good friend FCB to become the new men's champion, but I will not discount STB's huge talent and the ability to retain championships, so Bill has his work cut out for him. Deez defends the national championship against the immortal Griffith, and again, the concerns about the condition of the immortal Griffith continue, as they did last night when he practically still had to be carried away from the studio, from the cemetery last night. Your thoughts on this Deez Griffith matchup?
So, look, I mean, just this last week, he had his last match before the pay-per-view, and he looked great. He looked like the Griffith of old. But then, like you said, last night, he literally got carried out of here. Well, there, not here. But I have serious concerns. And, you know, having heard the very brief interview that Deez gave, you know, he sees it too. He thinks it's his time to finally beat the Immortal at a pay-per-view, and I think he's going to do everything in his power to do that. And I don't think he cares whatever excuses might be out there. Like, I don't think he cares about Griffith's condition. I don't think he cares about, you know, even the title in this guy. I think he just wants that win in a pay-per-view against the Immortal?
I tend to agree. Deez isn't going to give a rat's patoot about what condition the Immortal Griffith is, but there are some that do. We shall see what happens. Mithras the Title Machine defends the Platinum Dragon Championship against Jobu. Jobu, reading Mithras's fortune recently, say in essence saying Mithras is going down. Do you believe in the fortune cards, El Vacant? Do you believe in the supernatural?
Well, so you know about, you know, you've met my abuela. You know how I grew up. Like, you know, and she has very, very strong opinions about such things. And one of them is like, never trust a fortune teller who tries to tell their own fortune, because it's always going to be, it shows a certain amount of, what's the word she uses? Trying to think, how do I translate this to English? Ineptitude? Yeah, I think that's the word. You know, you're not supposed to do that. I don't know. Maybe he's real. Maybe he knows what he's doing. But I think it's a head game. And I don't think of all the people to try and play head games on, I think the Title Machine is probably the last person one should try that with.
Well, we shall see if Jobu can do what is do and end the epic reign of Mithras the Title Machine, a 400-plus day reign with that Platinum Dragon Championship. Does it come to an end tonight? We find out. And then the main event this evening here on Graveyard Smash, the Teflon Sheik, the new face of RAWF, will defend against the Rock Anarchy's rock star, Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler looking for the greatest win of his RAWF career as he looks to unseat the Sheik. How do you see this matchup playing out?
I'm really rooting for And New, because you know how I feel this. But like you've said, another matchup. Like I'm probably pretty biased here. But look, on any given day, I'd probably actually put my money on Sheik in this match. I think he's one of those guys that, you know, he actually wrestles better than people let on, and you know, because of personality issues and things like that, that kind of overshadows his actual abilities. He you know, there's a reason he's the world champ and that he retained it. You know, I mean, it's not purely underhandedness, although he did park a car on the champion's chest, but it was legal, so you know, hey. But that is neither here nor there. Tonight, he has a match against a man who is, for the last, you know, for last month and this month, has been straight up on fire. Like, he's just had an incredible run. And, you know, sometimes I believe that, you know, the stories have to finish the right way. And this kind of story ends with Nightcrawler getting a belt. So I think the universe has spoken, and I think that's what we're going to see.
Well, indeed, if Nightcrawler is victorious tonight at Graveyard Smash, it would be an epic victory and an appropriate venue for the Anarchy's Rockstar to win the championship at Graveyard Smash. So,
the most gothic telling of Cinderella story ever.
Indeed. So, did you know, El Vacant, the World Heavyweight Championship has only, we've had 10 Graveyard Smashes. Can you guess how many times the World Heavyweight Championship has changed hands at Graveyard Smash?
I think it's only once.
You would be correct. Only once has the World Heavyweight Championship changed hands at a Graveyard Smash out of 9 of them. And that was in 2015 when the Immortal Griffith defeated Morton Nightwalker to become the World Heavyweight Champion for the second time. And that is the only time that the title has changed hands at Graveyard Smash. And that is extraordinary, considering how many we've had.
Yeah, absolutely. I, like, you know, And well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, does that actually alter the odds of tonight's match? I mean, no, but history's a bitch. And sometimes it's really hard to overcome it.
It will indeed, he would be indeed be making history, Will Nightcrawler, if he were to turn those tables around and let the World Heavyweight Championship change his hands tonight. So
if he does win, he will be the only person in RAW history to get his first reign at Graveyard Smash.
Correct. That is correct.
Seems fitting, actually, for him.
Indeed. Now, let's talk about Graveyard Smash history. The very first Graveyard Smash was October 20th in 2013 from the Cow Palace in San Francisco, California. World Heavyweight Championship match was Canadian Enforcer taking on King Outlaw. Two names we haven't heard for a while. National Championship, The Raven, not Raven the Enchanted, the other Raven, versus the amazing Ass Kicker.
I'm sorry, what?
That's true, right. That is correct. The Amazing Ass Kicker challenged
that,
The Raven.
That might be the best ring name I've ever heard.
Men's Championship, simply the best. Simply the best was the men's champion back then. He defended against Hollywood Rick Brutal. The Divas Championship, it was Haruki versus Shell Kneebreaker. Two more names we haven't heard from in a while. FUBAR City Championship, Madman Mike Dale took on Hall of Famer Shifty the Drunken Clown. The Tag Team Championship, the Creatures of the Night took on Team 69. Midnight Hobo Champ. Excuse me. Lunatic Leanna was the Midnight Hobo champion. She defended that against Tad Beaglewolf Dennis. Multimedia Championship, Mad Cow took on RAWF Hall of Famer, may he rest in peace, Dr. Payne. Triple Crown Championship, it was Kelly Glaze versus Terrell the Truth Johnson versus Davila that evening. Fire Chief Bill took on Jonathan the Ferocious Grappler Taylor in a FUBAR City Contendership match. The Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy, took on Jasmine Just Ice in a Divas title contendership matches. And in a Three Stages of Hell match. This is so tonight's match between Chaz and Mark Caliber is not the first Three Stages of Hell match we've had at Graveyard Smash. Judgment took on Aggie, the Clown Prince of Hell. And that was the highlights from the very first Graveyard Smash just 9 years ago. The second Graveyard Smash came to you from the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts on October 26th of 2014. The main event with Mordred Nightwalker versus John Taylor for the World Heavyweight Championship. Terrell the Truth Johnson defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against Pebs. Shell Kneebreaker defended the National Championship against Mithras the Title Machine. Men's Championship, it was King Outlaw versus Judgment. Estrogen Championship, it was Tank Girl versus Abigail Hayne. FUBAR City Championship, Destiny of Death took on Mrs. Arachnia Hitman. Triple Crown Championship, Bastige took on Sean Hitman Hurd and Mega Leopardus. Midnight Hobo Championship, it was Prince of Wales defending against Money Sue. We also had a Buried Alive match between Shifty the Drunken Clown and Realm. That was 2014. In 2015, we were in the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Missouri. The main event was Mordred Nightwalker versus the Immortal Griffith, the match we were talking about moments ago, where Griffith won the title from Mordred Nightwalker and the only time that the World Heavyweight Championship has changed hands at this pay-per-view. Money Sue defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against Judgment. The Immortal Griffith defended the Men's Championship against Bastige. Brianna Bedlam was the estrogen champion at that time. She defended against Destiny of Death. National championship, it was Frozen Rage defending against Missy Nightwalker. Bubs was FUBAR City champion. She defended that against Lincoln Hunt. Weirdest, one of the weirdest names in IWF history. Burts defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Dinklage the Imp. Tad Beagle Wolf Dennis, who was Triple Crown Champion, defended against Duchess Double X-Bomb and Vacant Veil. The Scottish Anarchist, the Icon, Scottish Anarchist, defended the Multimedia Championship against Godric Mandevil. And that was Graveyard Smash in 2015 in a nutshell. In 2016, we were in the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. It was Mordred Nightwalker defeating the Paragon of Greatness to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. It was Killin' Neptune defeating Shifty the Drunken Clown to retain the Platinum Dragon Championship. Was Aggie defending the national championship against Michaela Doom. It was Paragon of Greatness defended the men's championship against Brock Storm. The Supermodel defended the Estrogen Championship against Raven the Enchanted. Aggie defended the FUBAR City Championship against Are You Ready. Multimedia Championship, it was Money Sue defending against Mr. 187. Triple Crown Championship, Paragon of Greatness defended against slightly above average Joe Smith and Wildfire. Mithras defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Uncle Frank. Paragon of Greatness defended the Powerball Championship against Kenta. Bubs defended the White Lightning Championship against Wildfire. In a Monsters Ball match, it was Bubs versus Fred Starr. In a Burning Casket match, Wild-Eyed Yeti took on Aggie, the Clown Prince of Hell. In a High Voltage Steel Cage match, the Immortal Griffith took on myself. I remember slightly. And in a Kelly's Pub Brawl, Spicy McHaggis took on Judgment, one of their many classic matches in RAWF. Graveyard Smash in 2017 was in the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Paragon of Greatness defeated Alec Remington to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. The Immortal Griffith defeated Uncle Frank to retain the Platinum Dragon Championship. Alec Remington defended the national title against Johnny Platinum. Paragon of Greatness defended the men's championship against Sweet Haven Slasher, now known as Slashy. Davila was Estrogen Championship. She defended against Bubs. FUBAR City Championship, it was Wild-Eyed Yeti versus the mighty Vuvuzela. Mithras defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Shifty the Drunken Clown that night. Knox Boogie was Triple Crown Champion. He defended that against Luigi Mario and John the Revelator. A lot of great names were going over here, Elvaca, that have competed at Graveyard Smash over the years. A lot of them we miss, I must say. Would you agree?
See, there's some names there I haven't thought about in a while, yeah.
Judgment defended the Multimedia Championship against D-Train. This was also the night the Immortal Griffith was forced to defend the Tag Team Championships on his own against Dungeons & Dragons. Powerball Championship, Johnny Platinum defended against Fred Starr. Mordrin defended the Supreme Fighter Championship against Mithras the Title Machine. And there were a lot of other matches on the card. I believe the Maestro took on Shifty that evening. What was that?
I said, I believe you are correct.
2018, we were back in San Francisco at the Oracle Arena. The main event was Knox Boogie successfully defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. The Killer Neptune defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Immortal Griffith. I believe the Immortal Griffith won that match that evening. Lady Vex defeated Allie Bunny to become the new national champion. Simply the Best defended the men's championship against Jonathan Rio. Estrogen Championship, it was Maria defending against Lady Vex, and I believe Lady Vex won that match as well. It was a big night early in Lady Vex's RAWF career. Triple Crown Championship, Money Sue Herringbone, the Mighty Vuvuzela, and Wrestling Mama went at it for the Triple Crown Championship. Mithras defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against your boy Blaze McCoy. Jonathan Rio defended the Multimedia Championship against Killa Neptune, while Redneck Avenger defended the Powerball Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Dungeons and Dragons defended the tag team titles that night against Kindred Spirits. Uncle Frank defended the White Lightning title that night against the Cougar. So, yes, that was a very interesting evening, to say the least. There was much more to go. 2019. Boy, we did really have a lot of these, didn't we?
See, nine. Just to be precise.
Claymore defended the World Heavyweight Championship against the Immortal Griffith, while the Immortal Griffith defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Judgment unsuccessfully defended the national title against Lady Vex. FUBAR City Championship, D's defeated the Redneck Avenger to retain that championship. It was Crazy Mama versus the Cougar, First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar for the Estrogen title. Mithras, I believe this was the night Mithras lost the Midnight Hobo Championship after a incredible run with it. He lost that night to, I can't even remember his name, and I can't read his damn nameplate. Big Greg, that's right. Big Greg, wasn't it? That's right. But yes, that was 2019 or 2020 Graveyard Smash. We were in the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. The main event, the World Heavyweight Championship, it was Mithras defending against the Maeve O'Hare. Brunette Strangler defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Teflon Sheik. The Sheik won the Platinum Dragon Championship in that match. National Championship. D's defended the FUBAR City Championship against the Cougar, Mrs. Hain. Midnight Hobo Championship. Maeve defended against Max Palo. The Immortal Griffith defended the Men's Championship. And the Maestro had that infamous sewer match at Blaze McCoy that evening as well. Last year, from the Superdome in New Orleans, it was the Immortal Griffith versus Mithras the Title Machine for the World Heavyweight Championship. Griffith retaining the match in retaining the title in that match. Can you hear me now? Platinum Dragon Championship. Mithras defended against Simply the Best. Chris Cage defended the national title against DW. Maeve O'Hare defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Dev. Rattlesnake Ron lost the FUBAR City Championship to the Hawkster Bully. Swords and Scimitars defeated Dasad and DeGiant to retain the tag team titles. And, of course, all of these cards can be looked up and researched in the RAWF pay-per-view history page on the RAWF main page. So, that was Graveyard Smash history, El Vacant, and it's been a long one. So much has happened in Graveyard Smash over the years. Any memories you have of Graveyard Smash that you particularly enjoy?
There's some good, you know, in my time here, there's been some pretty good matches, I would say. You know, I was here for about, I don't know, maybe half of that. The Mithras Griffith match was pretty epic. You know, and I think some of the tag matches over the years have been pretty incredible.
Indeed, it has been a long and storied history with this pay-per-view. And another man who probably has some fond memories of Graveyard Smash is this man. He is Mr. RAWF. He is an RAWF two-time Hall of Famer. Please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Judgment to the program. Judgment, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Are you wearing the face again? Come over in the light. Are you wearing the face?
Yes, of course I'm wearing the face.
I think he looks good with the disembodied face of Uncle Frank. What do you think, Elvis?
You too.
I think it's creepy. I think I need one of my abuela's chicken feet to ward off evil.
But it's not permanent, is it, Judgment? It can come off.
It can come off, yes.
I don't want to think what that's doing to your skin.
If I can use to take it off.
Do you want it to come off?
No, I'm going to keep it on.
But what I'm saying is, do you ever want it to come off, or would you like it to be permanent?
Very permanent.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It has a kind of new flair for Judgment, I think.
Indeed. You look like you look better than I've ever seen you. More monstrous. So if you indeed want that to be permanent, come over here.
Don't do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then let the face be permanent.
I'm gonna be sick.
There you are, Judgment. It is now fused to your face permanently. What do you think?
Just a little. Yes. Very, very, very nice.
You
like it. It fits.
It does. It does. Now you can go truly be the monster you are, Judgment. Remember, you want that men's championship. Don't you not?
Yeah, you want the men's championship.
Then go be the monster you've always been.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight you take tonight at Graveyard Smash, you go against fellow RAWF Hall of Famer Bubs. Any thoughts?
It's just another stepping stone in my path to greatness again. To reach what I've got to reach. I've got to step on these people, and I'm just going to step on her again.
L. Vacant, any questions for the new judgment?
No, why would you do that? My God.
You don't like it?
No, it smells bad, and now it kind of smells like bacon at the same time, which is very, very disturbing.
You'll like it. You'll come to agree with it. You'll come wanting one soon.
New rule. Whenever you come into the studio, you sit over on the other side of Vele. That's new rule.
New rule. You sure I could get you a face if you want one.
No, I'm good. I already got a mask. It's made of spandex. It's good.
Okay.
Would you like your mask fused permanently?
No.
Nope.
I like to be able to take that off. Go out on dates and things, you know.
I have never seen you without it. So why do you not sleep with it? If you change your mind,
I won't. But thanks for the offer.
Judgment.
Yes.
I know. We have Black Friday coming up in just a few short weeks, and as usual, we will need a parade float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Are you up for creating that float this year?
Of course, I've always created your good floats. This year, I'll go one better. I would do a dual float.
I like it. I like the thought. Very well. Make it so. Do what you do best.
I'll pick up my assistants. I'll gather my assistants, and we'll start working out the details for your dual float this year.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Judgment, the new and improved Judgment, I think, El Vacant. Look at him. Look at him. I don't think he's ever looked better. And you're right, he does smell like bacon. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so I'm hoping this next gentleman is feeling better after falling ill once again last night on this program. Let's see and speak with the challenger to the national title tonight. He is Ladies and gentlemen, he is the immortal Griffith. Griffith, how are you feeling this evening?
Yeah, so far, so good, I guess.
It is odd how you just take the sick after feeling how healthy. But we'll try not to keep you too long, because you seem to be okay at the moment.
We may have some leads on what's going on after last night's incident. Horatio's going over the data from the sensors you saw, and he thinks he can come to at least some idea of what's been going on.
I did not know Horatio was a doctor.
Horatio is many things, but yes, he does in fact have two doctorates.
Interesting. Well then, let's talk about challenging these for the national title. As El Vacant mentioned earlier, this would be a signature win for Deez over you, were he to be able to pull it out and retain his national title against you tonight. I'm assuming you plan on beating him once again on pay-per-view.
Obviously, that's my intent. We'll see what happens. But I think it's funny. I think it says a lot about my career that I see beating him tonight as just a stepping stone on the path I'm already walking. He sees beating me as a career achievement. And I think that's very telling.
Now, you have been national champion before, only once, mind you. You won the title from the John the Revelator back in February of 2017.
That brings you back.
Yes. You did not hold it long, as John was able to regain it from you a few weeks, couple of weeks later. But you have held this title before. Talk to me about what the national title means to you.
Right now, nothing. Not one blessed thing. It is just merely in the path of the maelstrom.
Ah, yes, the storm that you keep referring to. But it does seem like that storm, whatever's happening with you, will it cause the storm to subside? That is my question.
Next, you're going to ask if we should throw nukes at it to get rid of it. The storm does not subside because of obstacles in its path. The storm does as the storm does, as it wills. At most, you can delay it, but you can never stop it.
Interesting. Well, then I guess we will see if indeed the storm will rage over Deez tonight for the national championship. Anything you have to say to Deez? He has had some comments for you. I'm sure you're aware of that.
It's your shot, Deez, to finally do the thing you've never been able to do, and that's beat me in RAWF pay-per-view event. Not once in the countless times you have faced me have you managed to do it. Not once. And here's the best part. Even if you manage to do it, there'll be this little voice in the back of your head for the rest of your life. That I only beat him because he's sick. That I only beat him because he was weakened. That I only beat him because I was lucky. And the funny part is, you'll know the answer to all of those questions because it'll be yes. So good luck out there. I won't need it, but you do.
This is definitely hard for me to tell you, Griffith, but your memory once again has deserved you, because Deez has beaten you on pay-per-view before. He beat you for the men's championship at Philadelphia Freedom last year.
I do not recall this, and he doesn't recall this. You'd think he'd remember that. I mean, you have the record, but...
Looking, here is the record right there.
Well. Then I stand corrected.
Now I really am worried about you. It's not like you to get such facts mixed up. Maybe you need some rest before something else happens.
Yeah, perhaps I should go get prepared.
That was the immortal Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. He is challenging Deez for the national title tonight. Here's hoping he does so healthy. Hell Vacant, your thoughts on what we just saw from the immortal Griffith?
I mean, I'm concerned because this is a guy who lives and breathes his record, and he forgot something only 1 year old, not even a year old. I'm concerned.
Indeed. Indeed. Very interesting. Next up, our next guest is defending her Estherton Championship against DW. That is, if she can get past me. Let's speak to... Ladies and gentlemen, she is Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Amadeus. Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi.
Maeve, I cannot believe it has come to this between us. We were, we won't say close, but we were definitely cordial for the longest periods of time. I'd hate to see that ruined. I'd hate to see that destroyed tonight. It would sadden me greatly. So I give you one last chance to back out of this match tonight. Give me those beads, and all will be forgiven, and we continue on as if nothing happened.
Well, first off, you don't know me half as well as you think you do if you think I'm backing down from a fight. And second, why do you want my beads back so badly? I thought they were a gift.
They were. And if you give them back to me, you will understand why I gave them to you. You will understand everything. Everything will be clear. We will be back to being friends. We will be back. You will be go back to sitting on El Vacant's lap. You will stop.
Yes, please.
You will stop disowning friends and acquaintances alike. You will stop alienating everyone. You will be so much happier. You can go on to defend your estrogen title and not have to worry about anything else. Defending the estrogen title against your hometown crowd, your family, your friends. All you have to do is give me back those beads. And everything will be wonderful again.
So what you're saying to me is that if I take these off and give them to you, I'll be like everyone else around here and not see nothing wrong with it.
Indeed. You will no longer be alone. You will no longer see me as a monster. You will no longer have issues with those around you. You can go back to challenging, looking at your goals here in RIWF, to defending that estrogen title, going for the World Heavyweight Championship.
It's an awful lot of weight to put on one little set of beads.
It's just that easy. All you have to do.
Nothing's that easy.
Indeed. If you give me back the beads, everything will be wonderful.
I think perhaps your idea of wonderful and mine are different. You know, I don't understand you. You gave me these beads, and then for the longest time you couldn't stand the sight of them. And then last night you said you didn't care about them. And now you want them so badly you can taste it. But I don't need the beads to do what I came here to do. And so, if you want your gift back so badly, come and take it.
You can just hand them to me. It'd be a lot easier. Actually, hand them to El Vacant.
Vacant don't enter into this. This is between you and me, Amadeus. And if you want the beads, you can come and collect them.
Very well.
Something wrong.
Damn you, woman. Just give me the beads. Give them to me.
For what? I'll have to have me match with you, which I was going to have anyway. If they mean so much to you, come and take them. Or you can't do that, can you? I have to give them to you. See? None of this strikes you funny, Vacant. You don't think that he's acting at all peculiar.
Mm-hmm. But...
Feckin' useless. I mean, they're awful pretty.
If you will not give them to me, then I have no choice but to destroy you tonight. And then I'll just have the referee take them from your unconscious body.
Ah, you sure know how to sweet talk a lass. Why do you want them so bad? If you can give me an answer to that question, then maybe I'll consider taking them off.
Because they are doing something to you that's making you see something you weren't meant to see.
All right. You know what? I'll meet you halfway. Vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Hold these.
See?
Can you hold these for me? Just for a moment.
Sure. I'd hold one of these a little while.
You happy?
What the hell is going on?
Give me the beads, oh, Vacant. The beads!
What?
Don't do it, Vacant.
What?
Vacant.
Boss, you okay?
Don't
acting kind of weird. In fact, actually, the more I think about it, you've been acting kind of weird for like weeks.
Vacant, give me the beads now!
They're my beads.
Whole time you've been right. Here, take your beads. Do not give him the beads.
I'm not gonna give him the beads.
Here, just take them back. Take them back.
Thank you, Vacant. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate me for what?
For being yourself.
Oh, well, I mean, who else could I be?
Tamio.
Oh, hey, boss. How you doing? You look a little annoyed. What's up?
Tonight, it ends for all of you. Tonight, I destroy it all. The darkness and the madness together cannot be stopped. You are all mine.
He left. It's just me. So, I guess we'll keep going on. We've talked about the show. I don't think we have any guests left. Do we have any guests? Let me see if we have any guests left. I think we talked to everybody. Did we talk to everybody? Yo, sound guy in the booth. Do we have anyone waiting? No? That's not good. I'd say bring Judge back, but no, he's got the face thing going on. So, hey, everybody. You know what? Let's talk about it. You know, we're obviously, we have Graveyard Sash tonight, but, you know, the coming up next month, we have, the day after Thanksgiving, we have Black Friday at Madison Square Garden. So, you know, that's that's the next big event coming up, so we should start preparing for that. And, you know, best shopping day of the year, so they tell me. It's not a good shopping day. Don't go shopping. It's horrible. You get ripped apart by a bunch of angry Karens and Darrens. It's not good. But instead of doing that, you should pre-order now and get yourself ready to see Black Friday at Madison Square Garden, RAWF Wrestling. Yes, that's what you should do. Instead of doing the horrible, dumb thing and going to, like, the mall. Does anyone even go to the mall anymore? I wonder, like, with COVID and all that. Like, this, are malls still a thing? I don't know. I really went. All right, the sound guy is looking at me like I'm just rambling, so I'm going to guess I'm just rambling. So, I guess that's... Raven, Raven, the tacos, we couldn't bring the trucks over because, you know, health laws and all that, but at the arena, we took over one of the concession stands, and we're trying to do what we can with the ingredients we have here. Actually, Maeve, that's a good question. What is with your country? Why don't you have spices here?
Because we're not colonizers like the Brits. We didn't steal them from everybody.
I mean, you know, we live in a global commerce now. You can just have that shit imported.
Did you go to Tesco?
I mean, no. I don't know what that is.
It's a grocery store.
No, I dealt with what they had in the arena. Like, it's a food thing, and they had supplies. I went into the supply room.
I mean, I don't have any control over what they cook here, but, I mean, if you need spices, I can run to the store for you.
Oh, I mean, you have stuff to do. We can get a stagehand to do it. But, no, like, so they can get me things, like, you know, like the chili powder and the paprika and the chiozo and all that. Like, we're good? Like, I can get that here?
I don't know that we have chorizo. We might. It's not something I go shopping for, but like paprika and things like that, sure, you can get that.
All right, well, cool. I'll look at that. All right, so everyone, we won't be serving the blandest tacos on the face of the planet if, you know, we can get our hands on some well-needed spice. Because right now, the spiciest thing we could find was like black pepper and a bell pepper, and that was like it, and that ain't gonna cut it. It's, I mean, although in the fajita burrito, the bell peppers were pretty useful, so I guess that was good. So we're serving that at the moment. Maybe, you know, later tonight we'll get into some of the more muy caliente things that, you know, we're known for here at DL Vegan Taco Chair. Right. So let's see. You know what? We're just going to call this early. Maybe we find a little outro song for us, everybody. Maybe we find something good to listen to, huh? Right. Let's see. What do we find? You got any? Yeah.